Welcome into a brand new segment here on Jaguars.com. It's called Before We Go. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Well, before we go to the next week's game, we're going to do our last look back to the Packers-Jaguars. You guys ready?
Sure.
Well, it was a loss, but was it kind of a win in certain areas?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, John, this team can look to areas where they won, where they proved that they could do some things. No, it wasn't a win, and no one in the locker room is going to go and get all high and mighty this week about it. But, yeah, it's a better football team. They're better on special teams. You know, they stopped the run pretty well, except for a couple of instances, and we can go on and on and on. Right. So, yeah, there were some wins in there, moral victories, and those count to some degree, but not like a W.
Well, by all accounts, it's a better team. I thought the offense was clearly a resilient, productive entity that it can rely on as it goes forward. But I think this is the last time, that opening week game is the last time that you can talk about anything close to a loss being a good thing. I think that's over now.
Give you an example of a win, and that was getting them off the field with 3:18 left to play.
Absolutely.
And giving your offense the ball with a chance to win it. That's not something we would see against an Aaron Rodgers caliber quarterback in recent years here. So there are some things that they can absolutely take forward.
That ends now.
It's over.
I like the sound. It resonates when you pound on this desk. There's going to be a lot of pounding on this desk this year.
Well, there's hopefully some pounding in the run game at some point, too, for the Jaguars. It didn't happen in week one. Chris Ivory was out. What do they do if he's out for an extended period?
Well, 1.8 ain't going to cut it. And I don't think that was as much of a Chris Ivory issue as an offensive line issue. I'm never one to believe that the running back is going to boost your yards per carry by 2 or 3 yards. I think the line's got to block better, and I think it knows that, and if it doesn't, this team's going to lose a lot of games.
Here's where I think that you can really measure it. It's the 4th-and-1 play early in the ball game when the Packers went for it. Eddie Lacy was lined up back there. Everyone knew Eddie Lacy was getting the ball. Every defender was keyed on him. He still got it, right? So you've got to find a way to get that yard, 4th-and-1 at the end of the ball game. Folks say, hey, why didn't you run up the middle, right? They didn't look at the tape and see what was coming. But the fact of the matter is you've got to be able to run the ball when you want to run the ball. If he's out for an extended period of time, they don't have a true power back. They may need to go find one. That may be Joe Banyard coming back. I don't know. But they may need to go find a hammer that they can use on 4th-and-1.
All right, final thought. This team has a lot of new faces on it, and they're not really keen on looking back to past teams and comparing around here, right? That really does no good for this team moving forward.
Yeah, Malik Jackson was not real happy with me in the locker room on Sunday after the game. Not that he would have been happy with you either, but the reality of it was
nobody's happy with you.
Well, okay. But you're talking about it. They don't want to hear the comparison to last year's team wouldn't have done this. Last year's team couldn't have been in this position. You know, on the defense in particular, with all the new guys that they've got over there, with Todd Walsh running the show, they don't want to hear any bit of it. And I like that.
Right.
Every year is a new team. Every year you have turnover in the NFL. These guys are not focused on 2013, 14, 15. They're 16, 17, 18.
Well, and you felt that ever since this new group got here, I say new group, all the free agents, the draft guys, since the draft. If they want to stop the comparisons, start winning.
Yeah, and maybe that'll start this week against the San Diego Chargers. That's it for this week on Before We Go.